1992 at the fabulous Barclay Hotel, Atlanta's most convenient address, featuring Celebrity Cafe, where the stars meet to eat. Again, welcome to the 1992 Feast of Unleavened Bread. Indeed, it is a joy to speak with you, and I thank my father, Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh, Yahweh, for making this opportunity available to me. I would also like to thank every one of you who are honoring my biological parents who are there with you in the audience tonight, Dr. Mitchell and Dr. Mitchell. It is indeed a pleasure to me for them to be there and to also have come and journeyed here to Miami-Fort Lauderdale area to demonstrate their love and support for me. I thank Yahweh for them, and I love them and will honor them all of their lives, and I thank you for also honoring them. I would like to, at this time, synoptically bring all of you into a quick point of the theme of tonight's class. We're dealing with peace, the spirit of peace, and that it is the spirit of peace that will dismantle Satan's kingdom. I've heard all my life that song, and that many of us too have sung, Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. Well, I'm bringing you the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding which will allow you to do just that. And of course, we're not giving up our energy to tear even Satan's kingdom down. It will happen simultaneous with building the kingdom of Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh, which is true holiness and righteousness. When you come into the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of how powerful the kingdom of Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh Yahweh is, true holiness and righteousness, then Satan's kingdom will automatically be dissolved. Each time I gain one to true holiness and righteousness, Satan loses one. And when one of you seek your counterpart who also loves peace, you that love peace, when you find your counterpart that loves peace, that is doubled. Your joy of peace is doubled. Three of you, it's tripled. Four, quadrupled. Five is to the fifth power. 100 of you is to the 100th power. So you expand exponentially, and there is no way to calculate how powerful that becomes with each one that joins on to peaceableness, the spirit of peace. I want you to know that I'm very proud and happy to find each of you that love peace, who are able to understand this message, because it takes a rare person, one of the 144,000, a blessed soul, a blessed spirit, to understand my message, because it is truly spiritual. And except that you are blessed to become spiritual-minded, you will indeed miss the power and the potency of what I bring to you. I'm bringing to you the knowledge of salvation, and I'm bringing to you the name of the Creator, the Father of all things. The purpose of the coming of the Son of Man is to manifest the name of his Father as written in John chapter 17, verse 6, which says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of this world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. So here it is the Son saying, I have manifested the name of my Father, talking to his Father. So that's the purpose of the coming of the Son, is to make known. I gave you the lesson in the class. Be sure and get it this week. Get the transcript. Get the tape first, then get the transcript of this week's class, wherein I gave you the knowledge of what manifest means. It is so powerful, and I believe that was the first night that I gave you the knowledge of manifest, what it really means. So I won't reteach that class. It was beautiful in its own right, but I wanted to synoptically remind each of you who are present tonight, because I know that many of you have come tonight for your first night of this week. And again, I commend you for coming all across the United States, knowing that I would not personally be there. If I were to come physically, then we would need a huge auditorium in the city to hold the people. I understand that. But I thank Yahweh for you who have journeyed to Atlanta to be to the place where I chose to place my name and to absorb the wisdom that I am bringing to you. In the prayer that the Son prayed, which most people pray, Our Father who art in heaven, holy be thy name. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. It says that, Matthew 6, verse 9, Our Father which art in heaven, holy be thy name. The name is Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, Yahweh. And that's the purpose of my coming, is to make known to you this name, which carries all power. And that's what you're beginning to learn. Those of you who are studying your name, and there's nothing more important for you to do than to actually study your name in Hebrew. I've given you all the tools with which to study. And of course, you must look your name up in Hebrew, each Aleph Beit, each letter, each Ivri Aleph Beit. And of course, I've said to you for years, when you discover, find out and learn who you are, then you will know who I am. And it's all in the name. It's all about the name. You can't be saved without this name. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 lets us know. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 also lets you know. And Joel chapter 2, verse 32. All of this lets you know who you must call on to be saved. The name of the Father. That's the power. That's the real power. And that name is Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. And I come in his name, bearing his name. John chapter 5, verse 43. And Psalms chapter 118, verse 26. I come in his name, with his name, bearing his name, thereby publishing, glorifying, and honoring his name. My Father's name is Yahweh, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. My name is Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, Beth-Nun-Sophit. Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. And there's power in Beth-Nun-Sophit. I'm not teaching that tonight, but I'm giving you the knowledge that reach out. You that love joy, look for your sister and brother that loves joy. And when you come to a room full of people that love joy, along with yourself, that's heaven. That's a heavenly environment. I gave you a class in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, where I brought you knowledge of the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. The fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. The fruit of the Spirit is faith, meekness. And I gave you so much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on temperance. And last night, I brought you the knowledge of the promises to believers. That's the gift of Almighty God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. I repeat, because that is still my subject, of bringing you the knowledge that the promise to all the believers of God, Yahweh, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, that's the gift of Almighty God, Yahweh. And I carried you through Psalms chapter 29, verse 11. Psalms chapter 29, verse 11, which says, The Lord Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh will give you strength and will give strength unto his people. The Lord Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh will bless his people with peace. Now, I carried you through strength on last night and power. Tonight, I want to cause you to see, to know, and understand that that gives you the knowledge of being and becoming the potentates of the world. The very name, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, gives you strength. And I am here to cause you to have strength, which means I'm here to cause you to become the potentates of the world, the whole planet Earth. That's what I'm here to do. Now, in order for you to understand what I am saying, you must come into the knowledge of this scripture, which brings you into becoming the potentates. Now, it is a fact that in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15 and 16, we'll go through that as we get ready to deal with potentates. 1 Timothy 6, verse 15 and 16, which in my times, or I'll just read it as it says, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who only has immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. So, this is my time, and I am here showing you who is the blessed and only potentate. That's who I am. I am the blessed and only potentate. And there be many kings on the earth, but I'm the king of all the kings. There are many lords on the earth, but I am the Lord of all of the lords. And I'm the one with immortality here to show you how to have immortality. And every one of you who believe on my name, you too, I will give the power to become the sons of Almighty God Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh. Now, you don't have to be jealous of me because I let you know that I am the son of Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh Yahweh. All of you have the opportunity to become the sons of Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh. John chapter 1, verse 12 lets you know that. So when you receive my name, understand well, it's not my name exclusive, separate, or apart from my Father's name. Like Father, like Son. I don't have a name separate from him. John chapter 10, verse 30. I and my Father are one. I don't come with a message separate from him. John chapter 7, verse 16. I am here not with a doctrine that is my own. What you hear me speak are his words. What you hear me read to you and quote to you is the Bible. I'm not quoting a book that I have written separate from it. It is his words. So if you get upset, you're only upset with the one who sent me, not me, because I speak his words, and I speak and glorify and honor his name. All of the work that I'm doing, he gets the credit, not me. It's his credit. And I'm happy to come through this earth. If no one ever knows my body was here, you certainly cannot deny my work, which is my Father's work, Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh. So once again, I'm dwelling in the light, and I am here to call you to become the children of light. Also, now that we have looked at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 and 16, let's look at potentate, because there's another secret to the word, and that is the purpose of the son of Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh is to also bring you into the knowledge that you are my co-heirs. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Romans 8, 17. First verse 16 tells you the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh. You have to understand that. See, you have not known as a people who you are the children of. So I'm here to let you know your identity. You're not colored. You're not Negroes. Even you have finally rejected being colored. You have finally awakened out of your spiritual graves enough to stop being colored and to stop being Negroes. And you're only so-called black people. That's not who you are. That's not your nationality. You're not African-Americans. You are the children of God. Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh. It's written right here for you to read. in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, that the Spirit itself is bearing witness to what I'm saying with my spirit, with our spirit, that you are the children of God. Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. That's who you are. And in this case that I'm in, the indictment reads against the children of God. That's who this indictment is written against. It actually says the children of God in the indictment. So everybody on the earth, regardless of your religion, your philosophy, your educational status, social status, political status, our spiritual beliefs or social status, you are all who believe in God or as the children of God are under the same indictment. Because this is really a battle between God and the devil, Yahweh and Satan. That's what this is, what this really is. And I'm a witness, and so are you, many of you, that we're actually living in that day and time where family members rise up against their own family members. Matthew chapter 10, verse 21. And brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And this is, it goes on and on. We're hated for his name's sake. So, and a man's foes shall be those of his own household. So this is what we're facing. And that only proves we're in the extreme end of this world. And the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, Yahweh, is truly at hand when you see these things take place, and they're taking place in our lives. So here in verse 16, I'm again teaching you that you are the children of God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, Yahweh, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, and joint heirs with Christ, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, Beth Nun Sophit, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So I'm here letting you know I'm conscious of the fact that I am the son of Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, and I'm here to give you the power to become the sons of Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. And when you do become, then you understand that you too become the Christ, as I am the Christ. You all become the Christ, the body of the Christ, the body as the son and as the children of God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. That's what I'm letting you know. I'm just the first begotten of the dead, who were spiritually dead in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. But you too have been spiritually dead, and I have removed from you as the descendants and children of Adam. And remember in Luke chapter 3, verse 38, that Adam was the son of God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. So since you're the descendants of Adam, then you are already the children of God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, and didn't know it, but you've been spiritually asleep from Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And you were never awakened from that sleep because you were to sleep for 6,000 years. It is now 5,996 years of the solar calendar from the date that Satan, Lucifer, was given to rule as God of this world. And I am here to let you know I bring the end of his rule because I have done two things. One, I have removed the divine mark of protection, Wav, the six Hebrew Aleph Beit, from the forehead of Cain, which protected him in Genesis 4, verse 15, from being slain off the planet Earth because he was reserved for Judgment Day to see if he could do well in the rulership of the Earth, and he has failed to do well. So I've removed. I have all power and authority to remove it. I have removed it, and I have also proving that he's not under the protection of Almighty God any longer. No longer is Cain and his descendants under the protection of Almighty God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. You who are sleeping and have been asleep as the children of Adam, I have taken from you the sting of noon, which is the 14th Hebrew Aleph Beit, carrying all power, which is what kept you under the sting of death, which that sting of death, that sleep in the synonym finder tells you sleep is death. And death means necrosis and brain death. So that's what you've been suffering from. You've been walking around on 2 feet, but you've been brain dead. So now I'm bringing the knowledge that is needed for the elders of Israel. All the pastors of Israel can now feel free. Every preacher and pastor on the earth can now feel free to bring this knowledge to their parishioners so that they can be awakened and the saints can get up out of their grave, because this is that great getting up morning. So I removed The sting of noon, the 14th Hebrew alifbeit, under which the children of Adam have been put to sleep these 5,996 years from the beginning of this civilization. We're at the end of it. And now that this 14th Hebrew alifbeit is removed, then you can stand up in consciousness. So I'm speaking also as I speak to millions of people across America, as I'm speaking to you tonight. This is a miracle that I'm speaking to you from the tomb. I'm speaking to you from the grave. And when I give you the power to remove you from the sting of noon, then you are now able to say for the first time, "Oh, death, where is thy sting?" In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 and 56. "Oh, death, where is thy sting? And oh, grave, where is thy victory?" So now I'm here giving you the knowledge which dismantles Satan's kingdom, that of peace, the spirit of peace. As I've always taught you for the last 12 years, you don't need a gun for this. You don't need carnal weapons for this. This is a spiritual war. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, lets you know, Ephesians 6 and 12, that this is a war against spiritually wicked people in high places. That's what this war is about. Let's go to what I'm causing you to become, which further demonstrates that with this power that I'm giving to you, as you exercise 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, to study to show thyself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So here, I'm here to cause you to become those blessed and only potentates, because you are my heirs. You are my joint heirs. We're all heirs to what belongs to the Creator himself, Yahweh. We are his joint heirs. And remember what the book says. The earth is mine. Psalms chapter 24, 1. The earth is mine and the fullness thereof, including all of the people and all of the inhabitants that are upon the earth are mine. So since this belongs to our Father, Yahweh, and we're finding out tonight that we are his children, then the children inherit what their father gives them. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. We are here inheriting what our father has for us. That's why the enemy, Satan, have hidden from us that we are the actual blood and bone children of Almighty God, Yahweh. That's why the Gentiles have fought so hard. God, Yahweh, and the children of the devil. That's real clear. So there's only two children. All of this so-called race stuff and nationalities and all, five races, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, that's from man. All of that is from man. There's only righteous and unrighteous children on the planet. All the, as my biological father spoke with me while he was here in Fort Lauderdale, he said, it's a fact that all of the shingles that's put up keeping men divided is from man. It's from men themselves. I agree 1,000,000% that is true. All of the divisions of men are put up by men, and I'm here bringing you true holiness to eliminate that so that the shingles can come down. You can take them down now. To become a potentate, I'm here to cause you to become sovereign. Now remember, when you write these words down, or you get this tape tonight, or you later get this transcript from it, which is, the transcript is priceless. You must have the transcripts of everything that I've ever taught. That's what you must have, because that allows you to study, and it stays with you. I'm producing books. I've already written over 2,000 books. Well over 2,000 separate books I have written, and I'm constantly writing books. Sometimes I write a book in a day, and sometimes I write 4 or 5 books a week. Even while I'm here in prison, I do that. I have never stopped. I do it continually, and I shall continue to do it. I'm creating a library the greatest library to ever be on the planet. One similar was here 6,000 years ago called the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life was a library, a branch of library books that have been taken away so that Satan could rule. The Tree of Good and Life was a library, but it's from the left side, the dark side, with books having good and evil in it, mixed with good and evil. But I'm bringing you that pure light and reestablishing the foundation of heaven, which is the Tree of Life. That's what I am, and that's what you're hearing, and that's what you are learning. As the children of God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, then you must exhibit his qualities. You must exhibit his attributes. You must exhibit his characteristics, because you're born with his genes and chromosomes. Matthew chapter 5, 48 tells you that you are to be perfect as he is perfect. So you are to be exactly as he is. And as his heirs, you're going to have all that you can see and all that belongs to him. That includes his divine mind. You see, the real power is not in the physical earth. That comes with it, but that's not the power. The real power, the real blessing, is in the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the mind of God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. And since I am the first begotten of the dead, then I am blessed with his mind. It's not separate from his, it's just his. I am blessed to be in his light. I am merged with him in his light as one. That's why I can say to you, my Father and I are one, because I see his light. I'm in it. I understand it. I feel it. I know it. And I'm bringing it to you. My Father, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, the Almighty God, is sovereign. He is sovereign. No one can deny it who's knowledgeable. Even Satan has to admit that the creator of all things is his. All things are his because he's the creator of it. He fashioned it. He formed it. He also fashioned me. He formed me with his hands. With his hands. So since I am formed and fashioned with his hands by him as his son, then I too am sovereign because I'm his heir. And therefore, you already are sovereign once you accept him and study and learn his characteristics. So since you didn't know that his sovereignty belongs to you, then that left you weak, without power, powerless and without strength, as I just spoke to you in Psalms chapter 29, verse 11. You see, the Lord God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, will give strength to his people, power to his people. And since he is sovereign, he will cause you to become sovereign. That's what I'm doing. So as his son, I'm calling your attention to what I know he is, what I know you are in relationship to me, in relationship to him. I know who I am. I'm conscious of who I am. And you that are becoming conscious are beginning to do the work of God, as expressed in Psalms 82:6. You're beginning to do the works of God. And that hotel that you're in, the fabulous Barclay Hotel, that's a work of God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, Yahweh. I have caused different ones of you to become conscious that you are the children of God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. I've caused you to become conscious that you are the sons of Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. So now, you're beginning to put together the works of the kingdom of heaven, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, and it's expressed in that hotel right there. And though my body is in prison, you were able to open that hotel without my body being present, with me being here in prison, because you're putting into practice the principles that I teach, which live eternally. So this will be duplicated all over the earth. This is just an example of how you will spread over the planet. As I established Yahweh University in Miami, now you have Yahweh University in Atlanta, Georgia. And the one there in Atlanta is greater than the one I produced here in Miami. Why? Because you are putting the principles that I teach to work as the sons of God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh. So, I am offering proof to the world that I have victory over death. And whereas the rest of our people, who are also the children of Adam, who have been sleeping in their grave, are unable to work together in peace, it's because you're still suffering from the sting of death. That's the only reason. You don't really know that you're the children of God, Yuhewave. But soon as you come into that complete knowledge, then you begin to work miracles in the sight of men. You're able to heal and bless others in the sight of men, as I am doing. That's the purpose of my coming. So I have victory from the grave, right here in prison. This prison is a grave. I'm cut off physically from you. But no one can shut down my spirit. There are those who ask, how am I able to speak with you as I am? It's because I'm exercising the power of Yuhewave. I'm exercising the power of my name. And my name is all-powerful. My name is higher than any angel in heaven. I'm given a name above every man. According to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. Why is my name higher than any angel or any man? Because it's not mine, it's my Father's. I come in his name. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yuhewave. Psalms 118:26. So, since I am come in his name, then I have given all of you the names of the children of Israel, which are the children of God. This is the inheritance. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. You're the inheritance. You're the blessed seed. What makes you the blessed seed is you have the very names of God, Yuhewave. So when you study the names of God, Yuhewave, as your own personal name, then you're coming out with a characteristic that is unique. A characteristic of your Father. That's divine. Your name is divine. So you learn that divine quality and you become divine. That's your inheritance. The children of God are divine children. You're not any old child walking around dispossessed. The wisdom of your Father is high above all nations, all of them put together. There's nothing higher than that. So God, Yuhewave, my Father, is sovereign. And as his child, you too have a right to sovereignty. So you study that word. You get out your dictionaries, encyclopedias, and Bible interpreters dictionaries, and you look up sovereignty in your Hebrew Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, and learn about yourself. I'm here to cause you to become the monarchs of the earth. My Father, Yuhewave, is the monarch. You are his children. That's your heritage. That's your inheritance. Becoming monarchs is your inheritance. That's your heritage. Yahweh is the king of all the gods. Let's look at, I believe, about Psalms chapter 95, maybe verse 4. Let's look and see here which verse it is. Verse 3, Psalms chapter 95, verse 3, Psalms 95, 3. For the Lord Yuhewave is a great God and a great king above all gods. Think about that. And he's also the king of all the gods. He is the king of all the gods. So now I want you to understand that he is king. He is king. So what are you? You are to become kings of the earth. Yahweh is majestic. He is the majesty. And I'm here to cause you to become majestic. Also, you are to become the princes of the earth. I'm here to give you the power to become the princes, the emperors of the earth. As I taught you on last night, I'm here giving you power. Strength is power. I'm here to give it to you. I'm here to give you the portent, give you portent to cause you to become lords of the earth, masters of the earth. I'm here to cause you to become the presidents and premiers of the earth. I'm here to cause you to become the presidents like Daniel. You see, Daniel chapter 6, verse 2 was the first president. He was a black man. Daniel was a black man. And the Bible says the first president on the planet earth was Daniel. One of three presidents. All of them were black. Right in your Bible. Chapter 6, verse 2, Daniel. So understand that Daniel suffered first. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, into prison, before he was made president. So he had to suffer humility before he could reign. And I have no problems suffering humility and being cut off and humbled so that I too can be tried and tested and made worthy to rule. But then, so are you worthy. Through my trials and my tribulations, through my death, you may live. Through the giving of my blood, the blood of the Lamb, you too can be saved and be live and live. And that's the knowledge I'm bringing you, is that you can understand that. In giving you the strength in Psalms chapter 29, verse 11, I am here to cause you to become the heads of state. The heads of state, not living in a state, but the heads of state all over this planet Earth. I'm here to cause you to become superior. That's what I'm here to do. I'm teaching you how to be superior. I am not simply saying be superior or you should be superior. I am here actually showing you how to be superior. I am here giving you the process, the technique of how to be superior. I am here to cause you to become the commanders of the earth, the commandant general, the chiefs, chieftains, and captains. I'm here to cause you to be the boss man, the man in charge of the planet Earth. Remember, I'm not here to simply give you North Africa, call Israel or Old Jerusalem, or a little tiny piece of the planet Earth. Remember, our Father owns the whole planet. So I could never be happy with a piece of the planet when my Father owns all of it. So therefore, all of it belongs to us, and I'm here to show you and your children forever how to be the boss man of the planet. See, head and not the tail. That's what is promised to us in the Word. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13 says, and the Lord Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe his commandments and to do them. Notice the key to your becoming strengthened is in your obedience to Almighty God, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, and his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments. His laws are not dead, because the Son says in Matthew 5:17, I come not to destroy the law, I come not to destroy the prophets, but to fulfill the law and fulfill all that the prophets had to say. Let's go to Romans chapter 7, verse 12. Romans chapter 7, verse 12. I'm fulfilling Psalms 29:11, as you can see. I'm giving you strength. And it says here in Romans 7, 12, wherefore the law is holy. You hear this? In Romans 7, 12, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. So, Romans chapter 3, verse 31. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Okay? So you will now have this in transcript form. You can get this by tape, and you can study these scriptures in the quiet of your own room or home, wherever you are, and come to understand that in no way is the law dead according to the New Testament and the Old Testament. And the Son is not here to destroy the laws or the prophets, but to fulfill, as Matthew 5:17. So in Luke 16:17, Luke chapter 16, verse 17, it says, it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than for one title of the law to fail. See, than one jot of the law. It's easier for heaven and earth to pass than for one jot of the law to fail. So understand that. The God of gravity, the creator of gravity, is in charge. And it doesn't change. And gravity rules regardless of any man or his beliefs. that shows the oneness and the power of YHWH, Yahweh. Isn't it nice to know that you're going to be the boss of the planet, the employer of the planet instead of the employee? That's the blessing of the children of God, YHWH. Now, I'm here to cause you to become the magnets of the planet Earth, the tycoons of the planet Earth. I'm here to cause you to become the dignitaries, the notable ones, the officials of the planet Earth, big shots, big wigs. Oh, it's going to make me feel so good to see all of you in that manner. I am here to cause you to become the celebrities of the planet Earth. You already have a cafe where the celebrities come to eat. You are that celebrity. That's why it's named that. You are those celebrities. And I'm here to cause you to be the celebrities of the entire planet Earth, the luminaries, somebody with a big name. That's what I'm here to do. It's such a blessing to be able to make Psalms chapter 29, verse 11 real in your life. As I said to you earlier, the Lord YHWH will give strength unto his people. And the knowledge that I am giving to you now gives you strength. And also, the Lord YHWH will bless his people with peace. So I let you know tonight that the kingdom of God, YHWH, is true holiness and righteousness. And it's peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what it is. It's peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The holy words of YHWH. There's no way to get around it. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of YHWH, the kingdom of Yahweh, is true holiness and righteousness. Leviticus 11:44 tells you to be also holy because the Father in heaven, YHWH, is holy. You can't get around being holy. There's no way to. Without holiness, no man can see God, YHWH. There's no way. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Let's look at it. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You see, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see YHWH. Your mind has to be pure. Your mind has to be pure. That's all it takes to see him. You see, when you look at my body, that's not it. That's not it. Oh, no. I come with the consciousness of YHWH. And to see YHWH, you must see him in your consciousness, in your spirit. You see, you must have a pure mind in order for the spirit of God, YHWH, to come and rest upon you. So again, I am here giving you strength because you're the people of Almighty God, YHWH. It's been a pleasure to bring you this peace, the fruit of the spirit. The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, and peace. The fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering and gentleness. According to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is goodness and faith. In Galatians 5, 23, the fruit of the Spirit is meekness and temperance. Against such, there is no law. Oh, it is so wonderful and joyful to have shared with you this message tonight. I hope that you have been uplifted as my spirit is uplifted. I certainly want you to forever remember from this feast to, from this day, kick Mr. and Mrs. Rick out of your lodges. Don't allow Mr. or Mrs. Rick to rest in your lodge. Kick them out and let them be the vagabonds in the earth that they deserve to be. Seek out your counterpart that loves peace as you love peace. And then you'll be able to say and experience all over the earth the shaloms, shaloms, and shaloms. And I would like for you to reach out to your brother that loves peace as you do. And reach out to your sister that loves peace as you do. In the Hebrew language, shalom means peace. And that's the language of God, YHWH. The Olive Bates of that is Sheen Lamet Mem Sofit. Sheen Lamet Mem Sofit. But you can say shalom, because that's the pronunciation of the word. Why don't you just stand and shake each other's hand with a great warm shalom and I love you and look to speak with you tomorrow night. Again, I would also, again, like to express my love to my biological parents who are in your midst tonight there. Again, I love you. I love you, all of you. I love you. Shalom. Shalom.